Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any brand new content. Luckily, my producer, Vulture, is back from his military duties and his obligations. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is now back and running on a daily basis. All the episodes can be found at YouTube. That's one of the things that I've had to learn when starting this podcast. It's always evolving. I can look at my analytics on YouTube and find out where the most people are coming from. Is it coming from Twitter? Is it coming from Facebook, Instagram? That's the bad thing about Instagram. They do not allow you to be able to post links inside of a post of a picture that you upload. And I've always found that kind of weird, and I don't understand. I know that they probably want to keep people on Instagram. They don't want them clicking on links and going to other sites and stuff. But one of the newest things, and that's the thing about social media, they all rip off each other. They all cannibalize each other. Look at Vine. Vine was out for a little while, and then TikTok came. And then everybody's like, oh, TikTok is going to be a failure just like Vine was. Nope. Matter of fact, I read an article where more people are watching videos on TikTok on an hours combined on a daily basis than what it is on YouTube. Think about that, people. YouTube, you can post as long as you want. I do remember the days of YouTube where you only had a certain amount of time that you could, I think it was like 10, maybe 15 minutes. And then they just opened it up to everybody to be able to post as long a video as you want. But look at Instagram. Everybody took the idea of posting pics. And then Instagram started, you could put up stories now. That was a ripoff of TikTok. And now Twitter has this thing called Spaces. And I know that it's been out for a little while, but, you know, come to find out, Twitter is the one place that people are finding out about my YouTube channel more than anything. And if you guys don't know what Spaces is, and I'm still learning, I've been researching, because I want to be able to figure out how I can best use it. You know how I talk to you guys about emailing me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. On Spaces, you can host, it's audio only, and people can join. You can't see video, you can't see who is who. I mean, you can see their username and stuff like that, but people can, kind of like talk back and forth with you. And if they raise their hand, I'm still trying to figure it all out. But the bigger question is I'm trying to figure out if I can repurpose the Twitter Spaces, the chats that I do with the people that follow me, and reuse that on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's all about repurposing content. Because you got to remember, I'm a one-man show. I do have guests on. I got Charlie Alamo. He comes on every once in a while. Ciroc comes on. But, you know, for the most part, besides Vulture helping me out behind the scenes, Like I said, I'm a one-man band. I would like to hear from you. If I started doing the Twitter chats where you guys could interact with me, ask me questions, like, just like it's a radio show, and you're a caller, I would love to hear from you. I just gave out my contact. I'll give it out again. Tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. First news story I wanted to get into today, and there are a lot of sickos out there, but I just don't understand how these pedophiles, these predators, think that they're actually going to get away with it now, with all the cameras and stuff out there. But down in South Florida, this guy that lives in the same apartment complex of the 14, might have been 13-year-old girl, went up to her at a bus stop and pulled out his phone and showed her a nude photo of himself. Dumbass mistake to begin with. Because now, see, everybody thinks, oh, I can delete stuff. Nope. Once it's on your phone, once it's on the internet, it is permanent. You are not going to be able to get rid of it, no matter how hard you try.
Let me tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and I have never seen anything like this. You're interviewing the alleged victim, which in this case is 14 years old, and the suspect shows up. Why? Because this case is unique. They happen to live in the same development, Turnberry on the Green. But it was wild.
All right. I mean, the guy's kind of overhyping it. But I will admit, it's better than most of these reporters going to somebody's house and knocking on the door, you know, people that have committed these horrendous crimes and stuff, and knocking on their door, expecting them to actually open up and talk to you. No, they were interviewing the mother at the time, and the scumbag, carrying a Verizon cell phone bag. You know, when you go get a new cell phone, they give you that big bag, and it had that big... I know Verizon's probably like, oh, crap. Oh, man. Are we going to be known as the pedophile phone provider? Man, that is a pretty good tagline. Come to Verizon. We are the pedophile phone provider. PPP. Pedophile phone provider. Yes, people like acronyms.
I'm going to put on every floor on the table, and I want everybody to know this person. Stay away from him.
And a big credit, a big applause to the mother, because, like, usually you'll see these, like, photos or these missing posters that are plastered around town, and they're usually grainy and black and white. No, this mother hen went straight to Kinko's, got the glossy, like, color type photos. I think they even seem laminated so the weather would not, like, destroy them if it rained down there. I mean, how do you feel as a guy, as a man? Well, I mean, I don't consider these pedophiles, these sickos, men. Because a real man wouldn't do anything like this. But, I mean, how can the guy still be living in the same apartment complex with the minor that he showed a dick picture to at a bus stop allowed to be able to live there? Like, it just does not make any sense at all. I thought like, the judge would tell you, oh, you got to stay away from any minors. You can't be in contact with any minors at all. And this guy is still living in the same building with the little girl, the teenager, that he showed a dick picture to at a bus stop.
This morning, this Aventura mom printed out flyers warning the community about 49-year-old Joshua Reinrock. He was arrested and accused of showing a naked photo of himself to this 14-year-old girl who was waiting at the school bus stop. The family concerned that he's out of jail and he lives in their building.
All right, look, I believe in due process. Do people tell lies? Do people make up stuff? Yes. I remember growing up, My mom and dad was friends with a teacher at DeLand High School. And even back then in the 90s, before all this teacher-student sexual relationships ever became a thing, maybe it was happening back in the day. I know it was happening in my high school, where we had a teacher that ended up like having relations with the student. Everybody's like, no, they're not. No. I would say within a week after this bitch graduated from Taylor High School, ended up getting married to this guy. Ended up getting married to the guy. And you know what? I can say his name. His name is Les Ross. And you're probably like, oh, Tuttle, you shouldn't say that. Da-da-da. No, you want to know why I can say that? Because Les Ross and his father are in prison right now. In prison for molesting infants and their own family. Look, pedophilia is bad enough on its own, but for you to be able to do that to one of your own family members, I mean, that takes it to a whole nother level. But back to my mom and dad's friend that was a high school teacher in DeLand, he said he refused to be left alone with a student if it was just him and her or him and him, because kids are little vindictive bastards sometimes. And I'm not saying that's what happened in this case, but people do make up stuff. They do. And I just don't get how this guy is just walking by. You got to be more self-aware. If you see a camera out there and you see the mom of the daughter that you're accused of showing a dick picture to, you just turn around and wait for the news to leave. I'm just saying. But I also know that if this happened to me and we lived in an apartment complex and my dad was still alive or anything, yes, you know, an accident, hand quotes, would end up happening.
It's very scary because now I can't really, like, go anywhere.
There he is.
Look what happened in the middle of our interview. The suspect comes home.
You don't know what's going to happen next. There he is. There he is.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question, sir?
For one, him being a reporter, he should know that he doesn't have to ask for permission to ask a question. You guys are out on the public sidewalk, and as long as he sees a camera and knows you're recording, don't ask permission. You're wasting time because this guy starts power walking as soon as he finds out that the reporter has his sights set on him. And you just got to go. We all know that this guy wasn't going to be saying anything. It's not like he does say something, but it is very, very short.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Sir, can I ask you a quick question, Joshua? Joshua, can I ask you a quick question? Did you show a naked photo to that little girl?
Absolutely not.
You didn't show a photo?
Nope.
What happened?
She saw something, but I didn't show anything.
All right, your lawyer's going to be pissed because that is a big contradicting statement. She saw something, but I didn't show her anything. So what do you mean by that? And back to him carrying the Verizon bag, he is. He's blocking his face with a bag, you know, like I said, the bag that they give you when you get a brand new phone from Verizon. You want to know why he's carrying that bag? Because his old phone, the one that he allegedly showed a nude photo of himself to the little teenage girl, was confiscated by police. So yeah, he had to go out and get a brand new phone. And I wonder if he saved all those D-pics to the cloud and he'll be able to sync them back up to his brand new Verizon phone. Wonder what type of phone he had. I really do think, and I'm probably going to get a lot of hate, but Galaxy seems like the phone of choice for pedophiles all across the world.
You didn't show anything?
I didn't show anything.
She says she's afraid of you.
I'm terrified. I'm speechless. I don't know what to do.
And boy, oh boy, out of all the women, when it comes to different ethnicities, like the Spanish woman has some of the biggest pent-up aggression, and they will let you have it. Like, when they start, like, they'll start off, like, yelling at you in English because they know you know English. But when they put it up into the highest gear, overdrive, they start just yelling at you in Spanish. And this is down in South Florida. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did some Santeria-type stuff. This guy ends up getting cursed, has a severed goat head laying at his door. But if this guy really, really did what he did, man, look out. Because there are a lot of gangs, a lot of cartels, allegedly, down there. And they offer protection. And a lot of them are Spanish. So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying for anybody to do anything to this guy, but I would not be surprised if you see this guy have an accident, per se.
That was a wild scene there. Never seen anything like that where the suspect shows up.
Unbelievable. Why would you be shocked? The guy lives in the same goddamn building. So, there was probably a good chance that you were going to end up running into him somehow, some way. And, I mean, I think the guy oversold it. You really didn't get anything out of him. Matter of fact, there's probably some better questions that you could have asked. Like, give a follow-up question. She saw something, but she didn't see anything. All right, so if she saw something, then what did she see, sir? Like, it just kills me that some of these reporters just do not ask. They absolutely refuse to ask follow-up questions. And it's not that they're not good at their job. It's just that they're not quick on their feet and are able to be able to ask questions after a response.
And the mom's concern here is that he lives in the same building. So what is she doing today? She's going all over the place, putting up these flyers warning the community about this guy. And you heard him say he didn't do anything. We'll be on this all day. We're live in Aventura, Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
I want to first start off by saying I love America. Like, seriously, like, are we really screwed up right now? Yes, we are. We are in a very big downward spiral in our country at the moment. But the freedoms that we're given, I think people take for granted. But I also think a lot of people take advantage of it as well, too. I'll give you an example. Back in the Second World War, when they needed the whole country to come together for the war effort, guess what? Everybody sacrificed. Everybody did their part to help America win out against Nazi Germany and the evil Axis, whatever it was called, the Axis of Evil. Yeah, we all came together on that. But one little pandemic, and it is basically split us right down the middle. And I always got to reset and tell people that I don't support any political party at all. Matter of fact, I hate all politicians. They're all crooks. Democrats, Republicans, independents. I hate them all. They really don't give a damn about us at all. But now we got Ted Cruz from the Republican Party. Think about this. We're dealing with a pandemic. We're dealing with inflation. We're dealing with people being out of jobs, being furloughed. We got the supply chain problem, which is the inflation is going through the roof. we're getting bent over and just getting it stuck right in us, no lube, straight dry on gas prices. And now we got Senator Ted Cruz arguing with a fictional character that is supposed to teach kids how to learn. And it does not surprise me. This is why the rest of the world hates us. That you got all these people that are dying and starving in these third world countries. Countries that have been in civil war trying to gain their independence like we did in the 1700s here in the United States. But no, one of our elected officials decided to poke Big Bird from Sesame Street in the chest.
Senator Ted Cruz is responding to a tweet from Big Bird. I'm talking about the social media kind of tweet here. I feel like I need to give that some context.
Listen, Ted, Senator Cruz, you might be biting off a little bit more than you can chew. Because, for one, he's called Big Bird because he's big as F. Number two, I mean, he is a beloved children's character. And you're wanting to just straight up go right after Big Bird. And I don't think you want any smoke from Big Bird himself.
November 6th, the Twitter account for Big Bird said, quote, I got the COVID vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy, end quote.
By the way, Senator Cruz, you do know that Big Bird didn't actually send out that tweet. You want to know why? Because he's not real. It's not like the guy that's actually in the Big Bird suit sent out that tweet. No, it's somebody from Sesame Street, which is a children's show that teaches kids about life, about things that they don't know about. I mean, they've even talked about the LGBTQ community. They've talked about, like, violence, racism. And I got to give them credit for, like, going into some areas that are a little controversial that some parents might not want their kids to see. And you're going after Big Bird? I mean, that is a fight. You're going to lose every single day.
Bruce responded, quote, government propaganda for your five-year-old, end quote.
Do you realize that Big Bird has a whole posse? His ride or die little costume Muppets. I don't know. I know the Muppets and Sesame Street are two different things, but I think they were created by Jim Henson. I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, look at who's in his crew. You don't want any dealings with the Count himself. What? You didn't want any of the Count?
Ah, that's one. One bat. Two bats. Three fabulous flyers.
Not to mention that the Count dresses like a pimp-ass, badass mother effer out there pimping and slapping some hoes. You don't want any a part of the Count. And you obviously can't attack Bert and Ernie because then you're going to get the backlash from the LGBTQ community. Because there's always been rumors. I don't believe it. I just think Bert and Ernie are just really, really good friends. Now, this next clip I'm going to play for you is a little creepy. I'll admit it. But Bert and Ernie has the backing of the gay community all day, every day.
Well, Brad, I think we're all ready. How about your bath now, huh?
Bath, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Hi there, Bert. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Ernie. I'm just about to give my nephew, Brad, here a bath.
Is that right?
Yep.
Hi there, Brad. How are you?
And Senator Cruz, just a word to the wise, if you value your life, don't even come after Big Bird because he has the enforcer known as the Cookie Monster.
C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie starts with C. Oh!
The Cookie Monster is a straight-up, cold-blooded, natural-born killer. All you gotta do is go down to any of these convenience stores, these Winn-Dixie or Publix, where the Girl Scouts are selling Thin Mints, or any of those Snickerdoodles. Grab a couple of cases of those. Hand them over to the Cookie Monster, because the Cookie Monster has no issues pitting your ass in the ground.
President Joe Biden also responded to the Big Bird tweet on social media, quote, "Good on you, Big Bird. Getting vaccinated is the best way to keep your whole neighborhood safe," end quote.
And by the way, so you don't think that I'm actually, like, just picking on the conservatives or Republican Party, it is absolutely embarrassing that our president is replying to a tweet from a fictional character known as Big Bird. Do you think you're going to see Ping Zizi from China, or you're going to see, like, Vladimir Putin tweeting at Big Bird? No. You're going to see Kim Jong-un or whatever, like, brother, son, father we're on right now. You think he is going to reply to Big Bird? Nope. Not happening. It just makes you look weak, President Biden.
Katie Johnston for CBSN DFW.
For ages, it's always been a big debate. Do you sleep with clothes on, or do you sleep completely nude? I know a lot of people don't like sleeping in the nude, and I used to be that way for a really long time. I always wanted to at least have shorts on in case there was a house fire and I needed to get out of the house right away, and I didn't want to be, like, left outside. But at that point, if your house is burning down, do you really care if you're standing out there butt-ass naked, meat a-swinging, or if you're a woman, breast a-swinging? No, you really, really don't. But I also went through this little time in my life where I thought that the last thing, like, if a robber or a burglar breaks into your house and you have to fight them or get into a physical altercation with them, here in the state of Florida, you already have a gun. Can you imagine if you break into somebody's house and you're wanting to rob them or steal some of their valuables, and then coming around the corner is a dude? Nothing says, like, don't mess with me, as you're standing there with a 9mm or a shotgun, whatever type of firearm it is, with your Johnson just hanging down there. Your boys, your Johnson, just a swinging. And if it's another guy and it's a burglar, most likely he is homophobic. And he's not. He's going to avoid trying to get into a physical altercation and wrestle with you because you're completely nude. But yesterday, I debuted my newest news presenter, Amy Sinha, good friend of mine. She's over in the United Kingdom in Wales. If you'd like to check her out and you're looking to have your commercials voiced over, you can easily do that. Go to our website, amysinha.com. That's AmySinha.com.
People who sleep naked twice as likely to have a good night's rest.
Seriously, I do agree with that 100%. The only bad thing is, as a man, if you're sleeping nude, I mean, there's a couple of things that you can do, okay? You leave your penis, you know, out, per se, and then you kind of tuck the boys in between your legs. Because it does get a little uncomfortable if the boys are, like, just laying on the side of your leg. That's why for the longest time, I did have a penis pillow. I had a penis pillow that, all right, I know this sounds like a lot of pillows, all right? And this was not a regular size pillow. It was like one of those little like cushions. So I got my head pillow. I got the pillow that I cuddle with my arms. I got the penis pillow, which is a very smaller penis. Because you got to realize, I only sleep on my left side. From all the years of playing baseball, I had this weird thing where I was afraid if I slept on my right shoulder, I would wake up because I slept on it wrong and I wouldn't be able to pitch the next day. So I always sleep on my left side. I don't do a lot of rolling over. And then finally, I have a pillow that I put in between my knees because, you know, studies have shown that it does keep your back aligned. So I know that a lot of, like, details, a lot of work has to go into it if you want to sleep nude, but it is refreshing. I mean, it's just something about it. Getting back to our animalistic ways, I mean, it's kind of weird that we're even having to wear clothes right now. Like, I mean, you don't see any other animals. You don't see primates. You don't see sharks. You know, yeah, I mean, look at it. Even Daffy Duck or any, they don't wear pants. Porky Pig in it. I mean, that's a saying that we talked about on Bubba Show all the time. Shirt, nothing from the waist below. Like, was Porky Pig, and this is back to yesterday. I brought this up on yesterday's show. The pig has a corkscrew penis.
If you're still awake when the clock hits 2:48 a.m.
Okay, please explain to me why 2:48. I don't like, all right. So if you're looking at an hour, you could break it up into 30 minutes, 30 minutes, or 15, 15, 15, 15. But what is so special about 2:48? Is like 2:48 the cutoff point? Because we've all been there. We've all been there where, hell, maybe we can't sleep. We got some problems going on in our lives. We got a big project that's due tomorrow. And we'll be up late. You'll be tossing and turning. I go through bouts of insomnia all the time. But why 2:48? Because I do agree. I mean, I don't have an exact time. But it does get to a certain point where you're like, all right, it's 3. It does me no good. I got to be up at 6. So why even sleep? Because I've always been the type of person where I can't do power naps. Like if you say, hey, go to lay down for an hour. You know what laying down for an hour will do to me? It'll make me feel worse than what I did before. So I just say, F it. And I'll just, you know, power through the whole thing.
Then there's no point in trying to get a good night's sleep, a new study finds. A new survey of 2,000 Americans delved into respondents' struggles with falling asleep. Results show that just before 3 a.m. is the cutoff point for good sleep. Past that, respondents agree they won't be getting any sleep. It takes around 26 minutes for them to knock out after their head hits the pillow.
Well, I mean, does this survey take into account that America is so dependent on drugs and alcohol? Because I used to be there. I used to be there getting up at 3:30 every single morning to get in to do a radio show for 22 years of your life. There was a time that I would drink myself to sleep. I would try to drink as much alcohol as I could just to knock myself out. Kind of like Michael Jackson having that doctor shoot him up with propofol to be able to get any type of rest at all. And you think that you're getting rest, but you're not. You're really not. And let's not forget about Santa's little helper, Xanax and Ambien. Ambien will have you up in the middle of the night rummaging through the refrigerator, eating, And then when you get on the scale the next morning, you're like, man, I've been working out, been watching what I'm eating, but I'm gaining weight. So yeah, us as Americans, we have become very, very dependent on things to help us go to sleep.
And the average respondent only gets 6 hours and 23 minutes of rest during a typical night. When asked what keeps them from falling asleep, worries about personal stuff top the list, followed by being too hot or dealing with insomnia.
This is also another debate. Do you like to sleep warm or do you like it to be cold? Because I'm kind of like a bear. I like to be in a cave. I like it to be absolutely pitch-ass dark, and I like it to be cold. And that does help me fall asleep, because during the summer times here in Florida, I remember when Hurricane Matthew came around and knocked out the power for almost 10 days here in Volusia County in Central Florida, that I had such a hard time going to sleep, because the hurricane was in the middle of the summer, 100% humidity. The overnight lows barely got into the 70s, and it just was absolutely miserable. But I've also read that you really, really don't get a good night's rest if you're sleeping too cold, or you're sleeping under a fan, or straight under like an air shaker or an AC vent, because your body is shivering while you're sleeping and you don't even know it. So you're technically not getting a good night's rest. You think you are, but you're not.
The survey also delved into the different ways people sleep, looking at what might contribute to them getting high quality rest. Interestingly enough, respondents who sleep naked versus sleeping in pajamas were more likely to report high-quality sleep.
I'm really curious to see the gender breakdown of this survey. Like, men compared to women. Because I already know why a man wants to sleep nude in the bed, especially if your partner, your girlfriend, your wife, fiance, whatever it may be, sleeping in the same bed for or with you, you want it to be easy access. Because as a man, if you're sleeping nude, there's no fiddling around with your chick, trying to get her hands into certain areas, or having to pull things down or unbutton stuff. No, it's right out there. It is free-range penis for your old lady to be able to take care of you anytime. Like, if she gets frisky or she had a sexual dream and she rolls over and is like, I might want to initiate some type of sexual thing with him right now, but I got to go through his pants, his underwear, boxers, undo the belt, buttons. But if the dude is sleeping nude, all she's got to do is just reach right over and initiate the sexual encounter.
Those who prefer a warm room reported better sleep than those who like sleeping in a cold room. Those who prefer a warm room were slightly more likely to consider themselves introverted and were more likely to identify as adventurous and shy. Warm room respondents were also more likely to enjoy hobbies like writing and dancing. On the other hand, those who prefer a cold room for sleeping enjoy hobbies like gardening and watching TV and movies.
It's not that I don't like gardening. It's just I don't have enough time. I told you guys I was in the FFA, and one of the judging teams was ornamental horticulture, and I've grown all types of gardens and stuff. I just don't have enough time, but I do like TVs and movies. I don't know. I mean, you can twist all this data that these researchers do to make it fit any narrative that you want to. So, I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting story. I needed a, like, warm room, cold room. I mean, if you like warm rooms, I think you have a mother complex. You want to be back in the womb where it's all nice, warm, and cuddly. And if you like a cold, you're just hardened to everyday life. And I think that makes you a tougher person.
And we're more likely to identify as funny and curious.
All right. I probably should have waited for the rest of that audio from Amy Sinha before I commented. Because I find myself humorous. I know a lot of people find me annoying, but I try to make people laugh. And I also am curious. Like, I'm always trying to learn new things every single day. I'm always trying out new things on a daily basis. So, I don't know. Anyways, if you get a chance, go to my new news presenter / voiceover actor, Amy Sinha, her website. If you're looking to have somebody voice over anything for you, go to her website, amysinha.com. That's AmySinha.com. Anyways, guys, gonna get out of here. Gonna do a meeting with my producer, Vulture, to figure out this Spaces thing on Twitter and how it can best benefit us. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.